Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
With Linda Maxian. Good evening out there. I know everybody had a victorious day. And again, if you didn't have a victorious day today, stress it out, think about it, and have a better one tomorrow. You know, we're here to uplift you, share, and care. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Maxian. You know, I'd like to send my appreciation out there to the person who got me started in 2014 and encouraged me to wake up. Everyone out there, and with this tool and with this information, I'm able to share with you as we go through this little crisis together. You know, this show is short and sweet. We're going to extend it out a little bit tonight because we have Aunt G coming on. I'm going to give her a little bit more time, but I just want to let you know to stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy. We're here to educate you. We're going to talk about unification and the importance of collaboration. The show will extend out. You'll get an opportunity to listen to more music later on in the segment. After we break out with more time, we'll have a round talk discussion. I have a number posted out there where you can call in, leave a love message, and remember, love is what we're about here. We'll have people coming on talking about public policy, and just like a lot of fun and informative things. Thank you so much for being on with me and allowing me to give to you what I have. You know, I have a motto, and that motto is step into your greatness, stay there. But make sure you take other people with you. And since this is an encouragement show and we're speaking on strength, and I'm going to ride on it till I ride the week out, and I'd like to share that with you. And strength is a source of happiness. We mustn't shy away from life's challenges. We mustn't be defeated. Refusing to be defeated equals victory. A person who perseveres in the end is a winner. And in the course, we move forward, never pull back in the face of any hindrance. We keep moving forward, and that is the key to success. Never to retreat a step, no matter what. And that is what creates our victories. And those who embrace the spirit can advance unlimited victory. The word out there is unlimited victories. You know, if you're out there alone, don't worry about it. We're here to uplift you, let you know that we're going to be here for you. True, humanitarians have love and heart, and they have big hearts. And that love and those hearts are felt by all people and all things. And the way to go in and do that stuff is through caring and sharing and doing it courageously in a cheerful manner. That is what Waking Up with Linda Maxian is all about here. And just another thing, too, don't be afraid of what you're going through. Don't be afraid of the dark. Keep your head up to the sky because the stars and the bright lights will carry you on through your destination. So I have Aunt G coming on. I want her to come on Friday to end this week up. Last night, Gloria Mayan was with us, and Gloria gave us some pointers about vitamin C. A lot of people cannot take citrus. And she talked about the vegetables and the fruits and how many milligrams and what they would do and how you can mix it up. And she encouraged me so much, I found myself in the store today getting red bell pepper, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, even got a papaya, you know, to eat healthy, to keep that mind and that spirit moving forward at a time like this is very, very, very important. So I'm going to calm down now, and I think we have Aunt G on the phone. I'm going to go in and see if she's here with us so we can get started for all this great information she's going to give us, and it's going to be talking about how to cope. Let's see.
Hello, Linda. I'm here. How you doing? How you doing today?
I'm wonderful, AT. How are you?
Well, I tell you, I'm doing all right. But I tell you, my people.
What's
now,
wrong?
You know, let me tell you. Now, you know everything that's going on around us and everything, you would think, you know, people would sometimes think outside the box. But now, when I heard a grown man tell his wife, in a court setting in front of a judge, that the reason why he can't come home because he said he don't do roaches. So apparently there's roaches at the house. Now, to me, you should have seen her look and should have seen my look on my face. And my face, like, really now, that's what's keeping you from home. Now, I heard 1,001 reasons why somebody might not want to come home and be a man to their family no more. But roaches. Now I see roaches eating up your food and roaches causing rat havoc all through the house and being annoyed. But even the judge said, hey, you know, you be in the man house, you would think you come home and they'll be, you could get rid of those. You know, you help work the problem out, you know, not leave. You know, and you should have seen his face on his expression on his face. And I said, now, you know, hearing that, I said, you know, I got to say something to the people. You know, I got to say something to the people because this is scary. You know, it's real scary when somebody can just say, oh, I give up. I put it on the roaches. I'm going to leave out because, you know, I just can't take it no more. Roaches. You know, I can't do roaches. Last time between me and you, I heard something like that. Must be a two-legged roach, honey, because last time I seen a roach, it had more than two legs. But me and the judge were looking at each other about that like, yeah, I bet you gone for some roaches. But, you know, it's really, really crazy what's going on around us. And, you know, things make you think and wonder, you know, how can I reach deeper beyond what's in front of me? And, you see, the love that's been put in our heart, Linda, was put there to stay. Because love is a love until you give it away. So that's one of the philosophies that I've always lived by. And it's true. Because the joy that you put on somebody else's face, the smile that you see, the warmth that you feel when you've given each other hugs, see, that's called hello, human kindness. You see, that's called the things that ground us. That's the things that we breathe and live for, is those moments where we can see a spark in somebody's eye, a smile on somebody's face, a chuckle in somebody's tummy. You know, because if we don't laugh at some of this cockamamie stuff that's coming out now, I tell you, it's going to turn you into something else. And I say, well, people, let's get over. You know, let's work out together how to come over and get over situations life presents from time to time, like this pandemic. But don't let the pandemic take over you and you become a pandemic. Because, you see, for somebody to the woodwork, I guess his list of whatnot couldn't come out better than, I don't do roaches, honey, so I ain't coming home. Bye.
So that was a good excuse. That's a good one. That's a good one, Angie. You know, I was mentioning last night, I say with this event that's happening here, a lot of us have found out what we can do without. A lot of us have found out what we don't need. We really have found out where we don't need to go because we can't go anywhere. And it's like the creativity. You have your creative juices flowing to figure out what you need to do what you need to do. But my concern is, with all the families being there, the children are at home. Some people, they use their jobs to get away from home, okay? That's the only break they get. But with everyone being in the household and everyone going through anxieties, and especially with the young adults, you know, it's a bit different. You know, they're high energized. I mean, from 0 day on up, they're high energized. You have to keep them busy. They need energy. They need meals, structured meals. If you're doing lunch every day, do it at the same time every day. That's very, very
important.
Yeah, that's
kind of like, that reminds me of, you know, that's why the old people, they can get along, you see, because they done went through it. So the old people there, yes, okay, we can live out together. You know, we've been through all that together, so we can get it on. These younger folks, they be like, well, when I said I do, well, doggone it, I didn't mean for every single day and every single night and every second I breathe, I turn around and there you be. You know, but, yeah, people, you know, that's what I do. Then, you know, I wills and I won'ts, you know, you have to start, you know, running into that now. When the world has a terrific pandemic type of situation, what would you do in that situation? Would you work it out, write it out, or would you run it out? You know, what are we going to do? You know, and that's another type of conversation now when you want to get to know somebody in your relationships. That's what I'm discovering. You know, everything that happens in life, Linda, you kind of take it in and for what it is. And I learned you got to think about it, wonder about it, and find ways to like you said, you know, reach out and touch and realize that that's more important, you know, than me, you know, it's us. We are. And all the wonderful good things that comes out of a situation when you're going through it together, people, you know, looking out for other people. Hey, you okay? Or let me bring some groceries for you. Can I help you with that? Human nature, human kindness, you see, is so important. And I so hope that that people can realize that, you know, agree to disagree. Don't let those tit for tats, you know, take over. You know, just remember, you know, go in another room. You know, go on around, separate yourself and text yourself until you decide to, you know, act human with each other. Go out in a car. You need separation. Go get sit in the car for a minute. You go, you know, stay in the house. Make a decision who's going to flip a coin, who stays in the house, who goes in the car. You know, you got to cool down. You got to, you know, wrap yourself around because you might miss a very important announcement because you're arguing and because you're going through it. Instead of going, you know what, let's make the best out of each other. You know, there's some good things, too. Some people are like, oh, I'm discovering things about you that I did not know. That's wonderful. It's good to know that you can make me laugh like that, or you can make me more about the, you know, oh, this is how I feel to do dishes. I used to be going to work. Oh, okay, I get into subs, you know, get into doing some housework and fixing things. Now, you know, there's no excuse now to have not nan thing done around the house. Because that's all we got is house. So, you know, there shouldn't be no dirty laundry. There shouldn't be no dirty dishes. There shouldn't be no trash piled up. They even said they're going to bring in extra trash so you can throw out extra trash on trash day. So that's a good thing, too. But one thing before I run out of time, Lynn, that I want to share is a thing that a huge motto. It's called the ABCs. You see, it's ABCs in life that help you to get through your dreams. We're going to start out with A. It says avoid negative sources, people, places, things, and habits. B, believe in yourself. C, consider things from every angle. D, don't give up and don't give in. E, enjoy life. Today, yesterday is gone and tomorrow may never come. F, family and friends are hidden treasures. Seek them and enjoy their riches. G, give more than you plan to. H, hang to your dreams. I, ignore those who try to discourage you. J, just do it. K, keep trying. No matter how hard it seems, it will get easier. L, love yourself first and most. M, make it happen. N, never lie, cheat, or steal. Always strike a fair deal. O, open your eyes and see things as they really are. P, practice makes perfect. Q, quitters never win, and winners never quit. R, read, study, and learn about everything important in your life. S, stop procrastinating. T, take control of your own destiny. U, understand yourself in order to better understand others. V, visualize it. W, want it more than anything. accelerate your efforts. Why? You are unique. Nothing can replace you, and no one. Zero in on your target and go for it. So my friends, and Linda, you too, just keep in mind.
Whoa, I like those ABCs, and I'm going to touch on a few that sort of like, kind of like struck out for me. That keep trying, that number K, I like that. And never. You give up and open your eyes, and winners never quit, and read. You know, it is so good to be able to read. I have always liked to scan through books and do things of that nature, but, you know, it's a lot of good information there, and when you are working on higher academics, you have to read a lot, and it is no way possible that you're going to read all those pages. So you learn to train yourself to scan through and pull out and connect. It's a trick to the madness, shall I say. But when I see young children in the library and sitting around reading, and the love for books and pictures, even the babies. I like to give babies the little plastic books so they can chew in on them, you know, because they're going to taste everything. But you start them off at an early age, and it's very, very important that we read with all the technology and everything right at fingertip. And you just pick it up. It sort of have taken us away from that, but it's very important to pick up a book and read it from front to back. Figure out the best portions, and I always like, especially with myself, but especially young adults, to have them write about it. You know, these families are connected in now, and you know, with the educational crisis, and everybody is being homeschooled, and you know, they're not in the classrooms anymore. When I was teaching, I would always do an exercise that would have the children all come together, the babies too. It didn't matter about the age. And we would do a routine like, you know, tell us how you feel or talk about it, right? And not only did you have to talk about it, you could express it any way you wanted to. You could sing a song, you could cry, you could scream, you could write, you could do a piece of artwork. As long as everybody is coming together at a certain time to sort of like dialogue and express, that's very, very important when children are in the home. It doesn't matter about the age. So when you said that you were going to teach us how to cope, it's like, okay, I thought about how much we should all appreciate the educators out there, and which I know we do. But teachers are with your children 6 to 8 hours a day. Parents drop the kids, send the kids off, pick them up from soccer, whatever, fix dinner, and the children go off and do their thing. That teacher knows that child very, very, very well. Extremely well. And it's the teachers.
A lot of the parents are.
They're
stressing out about how to teach these kids, because these educational stuff is very different than back in the day. It's hard.
Totally different, real different, shall I say. And it's like parents, I just want to tell the parents, I know it's tough out there, it's hard, and it's hard to cope with that, and all this is happening, going on, anxiety, you know, fixing dinner, and then a lot of us have, I know when I was coming up, we never wanted to all eat the same thing. I wanted this, my sister wanted that, but it didn't go all too well in my mother's house, because she put that pot on the stove, and she set those bowls on the table, and she said, here's dinner. And whoever did not want to eat that, guess what? They went to bed without dinner because she did not play that, okay? And I know it's difficult because in the modern day, shall I say, children, you might have a child that's a picky eater. You might have a child that can't eat this, can't eat that, or whatever. So it's kind of hard, all those allergies out there. And I find
myself. All these
different
emotions and feelings. Yeah, everybody got their own character.
Everything is out there and everything is going on. And I thought back on it, as I mentioned to Gloria, when she was talking about nutrition, I said, yeah, I grew up with chicken, boiled chicken, and broiled fish. That was my diet. And I hold that to possibly why my health is like it is now, and since this event has been happening, I find myself going back to those things.
Perfect.
My grandmother every morning drank lemon water, just hot lemon water, like we get up and drink coffee. And every day of my life, I remember her sitting there drinking her hot lemon water, and she told me it regulates your system. And she never missed a day. Do you know I'm finding myself drinking hot lemon water every morning? I might have to go and get that cup of coffee. You know, I like to have the caffeine, too. But I'm going to get my lemon water first. So good things, like we say, this poison turns into medicine. We're learning more about ourselves.
Yes.
We're learning more about each other. We're learning how to care. We're learning how to share. And we're becoming more, like you say, more human. Oh, let me do this for you. I'm going to the store. Do you need this? Do you need that?
Yes.
So the bad thing is really a good thing, and it's really not a bad thing. It's just a shift, as I call it. And in order for anything to change or to have attention brought to it or whatever, you don't know, it's confusion, it's chaos, it's craziness. And it will actually drive you crazy if you don't have that body, mind, and spirit together. All three of those things.
Common sense.
And to be able
not
to
so
think.
Common anymore sometimes.
No, it's not common. And you have to be able to think. Well, you know what, Angie? You know, we're going to wrap up this week, and we're going to leave the listeners and kind of like take a break over the weekend. But when I branch out with more time, I'll be bringing in people like, you know, might have a jazz night. We're going to have a round table night. I do have a number posted out there to dial in if you want to leave a message, a love message to someone, and we will read that out over the air on the next show. So I'll keep posting it. They can just leave a message. It's for message only. Leave the name, or they don't have to leave a name, but as long as whatever that message is, it carries about love. It's only love here. We uplift you. We carry you where you need to go. Remember, we are going to keep you happy, bright, and light. We educate, we unify, and we talk about the importance of collaboration, because
absolutely,
you can't do it by yourself. It takes
collaboration. And if there's some topics they want to cover, they can share that online, too. We can maybe have some, you know, topics you want Auntie to talk about, you know, put it on down. Or you want Linda to, Linda to, you know, stretch out on you, because it's all about unity. It's all about positivity.
Totally is about.
Sometimes we lose our focus. It's not about the glasses, you know. That's not the focus we're talking about. We're talking about real focus.
Yes.
You know, focusing on really what's going on and not forgetting where we are and who we are and who we really want to be, and not let things turn us into things that we really don't want to be.
That's true. Let people, like you say, understand your uniqueness, okay? You have to understand that. I like the ABC. So do you have a title with this ABC? Is this like the ABC for coping? Or how should I put this in my portfolio here? The ABC that you gave us.
To achieve your dreams, remember your ABCs.
Okay, say it again, please, Angie.
Achieve your dreams, remember your ABCs.
Okay.
In other words, when we find ourselves forgetting, you know, we got to get ourselves back in track. Snap it back. Pretend your mama walking around popping in the back of your head. What? Did you just, what? Oh, okay, and you stand up straight and go, oh yeah, now I see. You know, oh, that's my reminder. The little reminders that help us, you know, get through. And these reminders, Linda, really, truly have gotten me through a lot of things in life. And I will be sharing them again. And as I share them next time, I'll break off. I'll talk about one or two, and then next time I'll talk about a few more, because they are, all of them, I think, have values. And let's just, maybe you and I, we can just get one, and we'll expound on what those values are and share them with our friends.
I like that. I like that. So I tell you what, later on we're going to talk about it. And you know, as again I say here in the West, they say Aunt G. In the South, we say Aunt G. So maybe we can do something with Auntie G and Auntie Linda. Okay? You think about that. and maybe someone can give us a call in and give us their take on that. And I like the idea about going through the ABCs, because those reminders are there, even though the young adults, even myself, I act like I didn't hear it. But as I travel through life, I do remember those things, and they come back. Okay, even though at the time that I was being told, I didn't want to have anything to do with it, didn't want to hear it, thought I knew everything. But I find myself going right back into the things that was told. Because, you see, everything might change, but the basics never change. They never change.
Absolutely.
And this is how
just like
we,
that suit, right? You went right back to that suit.
We change our lives, our values, our morals. And if you have no principles about yourself. Principles are very important, even when we're going through a time like this. Well, you know what, Angie? I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to close out. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you coming and sharing the ABCs with us. And we will talk, and we're going to come back in. Hopefully, I'll maybe Monday and Friday. It just is really up to you and your time what you would like to do, because people like to hear what you have to say. And I like having you on here. Okay?
I enjoy talking to people too. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. Love you, AG. And we will talk soon. Thank you.
Until next time. Yes.
All righty. This is my song for y'all's lullaby tonight.
You're one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I sacrificed for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead,
come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
Oh, man, when I lose the will, you'll be there to push me up the hill. There's no, no looking back.
Night to all of you out there. Remember, stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, stay happy. We'll speak with you on Monday.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better.
gotta change it now. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who care.